Good evening, Audioboo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's day 3 of October 2014. And today's subject, theme, question is to play a track that sums up your childhood or reminds you of your childhood. And I really, really struggled with this one. Really, it took me ages to kind of come up with something. And then I finally sort of latched onto this one. And I guess it's kind of still on the same theme that I was on yesterday with the changing times and how life, the world is very different. And the song I've chosen is Peter Gabriel, Games Without Frontiers. At first listen, with a glance at the lyrics, it seems like it's talking about children playing and having fun. It's not. It's more political, very, very political. In fact, it's all about communism and stuff like that. A lot of the names in it, incidentally, are world leaders or very prominent political figures from that sort of era. It's very, very deep, far too deep for my little mind, I think. But on the face of it, it does seem like it is just a song about kids building bonfires and climbing trees and hiding in bushes and things like that. This was the type of stuff that I used to do when I was, you know, sort of very young, in fact. But I'm now a parent and have a 7-year-old, and would I let my 7-year-old go out and do the stuff that I was doing at 7 years of age? Not on your Nelly. No way, Jose. Purely simply because society has changed. When I was little, when I was a kid, well, even up into my teens, if I was heard swearing in the street, or my friends and I were seen doing something that was maybe a little bit naughty. We never did anything really naughty, but, you know, stealing apples and that kind of thing, you know, proper boys' own criminal activity. None of your really dodgy stuff, you know. No grown-ups would hesitate to come and chastise you, tell you off, tell your parents, even worse, call the police, or just generally whip you back into shape. You know, it wasn't uncommon for me. I can certainly remember neighbours, people that maybe knew my parents, giving me a clip round the ear. Kind of strangers, you know, giving me a clip round the ear for 'cause they heard me swearing in the street or something like that. But of course, I'm not saying that was a good thing necessarily, although it never did me any harm, to coin a phrase. But these days, you know, people are frightened to speak up when they hear or see kids misbehaving for fear of retribution. And I've experienced it from both sides of the coin. You know, I've had issues with them kids causing antisocial behaviour, and you don't go out and say anything because you've only got to pick up a newspaper and have a quick read that you'll see there's incidents all the time, or there are incidents all the time of, you know, people sort of getting irate with kids because they're not misbehaving and end up with, you know, just a severe backlash. And that can just, you know, be from the odd bit of name calling up to much, much more severe things, as I'm sure we're all aware. And it's just that change in society of that childhood that I was really fortunate to have. You know, I didn't have an idyllic childhood, you know, it wasn't perfect. We didn't have a load of money. We didn't live in a big house with loads of land and stuff. But the freedom that I had was fantastic, you know. It really was. Looking back, it's just the memories I've got from a very, very young age, and the amount of places I could go and the things I could do, you know, building dens and fishing in the little stream that ran through the back of the village and stuff like that. And it was just brilliant. And I didn't live in some like little rural idyll. I actually lived in a new town, one of the, you know, that grew up in the late 60s and early 70s in Washington, in Tyne and Wear. So effectively I lived in what was at the time really a council estate, although it's nothing like the stereotypical council estates that you see on TV these days. In fact, I went back a few years ago just to have a look around, and it's still a very nice, very lovely, pretty place that doesn't really look much different from when I lived there 30, 40 years ago, when it was a brand new development, you know. But no, it wasn't like some little rural riddle. I didn't live in the famous five. But it's just society in general has changed quite considerably. And that song really sort of sticks with me because, like I say, at first glance, the lyrics seem like it's just that kids having fun and running free and doing sort of wholesome, you know, wholesome, good, hearty stuff. But actually, it's not. It's much more political. So incidentally, the song comes from well, the song gets its name from a game show which used to be on TV in Europe called Jeux sans frontières. In fact, the backing vocalist who sings that Jeux sans frontières line is Kate Bush, which is a little known fact. And I think this was, I'm not sure if it was before. No, it must have been after. I think this was recorded in 79, possibly. Oh, should I check this, shouldn't I? I should have done my research. I think, it was early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. Probably either 79, but it might have been sort of 80, 81, perhaps. I think about the third or fourth line in the song, you hear Peter Gabriel actually say, "It's a knockout," which, of course, was the UK version of the Jeux sans frontières game show, which, for anybody who doesn't know, was it involved adults getting dressed up in daft costumes and trying to negotiate various assault courses along a playing field, and invariably falling into gunge and getting stuck and things like that. And much hilarity was involved. The sickening twist to all of this thing, which just occurred to me as I was uploading this into iTunes, is that I've picked this up on the theme that it's things that it speaks of a childhood that's long gone, in my opinion, and I wouldn't let my kids do this, those kind of things nowadays. And in a sick sort of twist, the Jeux sans frontières that it took its name from turned into It's a Knockout, which was hosted by a certain individual who I'm not even going to name, who fooled us all, and is one of the reasons why, you know, it's not always safe to let your kids out these days. Kind of a sick twist, which I hadn't thought about. But hey, anyway, I'll let you enjoy this. Peter Gabriel, Games Without Frontiers. Incidentally, this is the album version, not the radio edit, so there is a little bit of a swear in it. And it does sound, it's in a Jeremy Clarkson vein, it does sound like there is a racial slur in it soon after the swear word. There isn't. The word is goon with a G. Check the lyric sheet. I did double check the lyrics before I uploaded it, because I realised that it was the album version I was playing and I didn't want to offend anybody. So I did check it. My name is not Jeremy Clarkson. the published lyrics are with a G. But unfortunately, I can't account for the swear word that precedes that. So if you have little kiddywinks listening, you might want to just turn the volume down a bit or ask them to leave the room. But enjoy this anyway. It's a cracking tune. I do really love it. I hope you do too. I will speak to you tomorrow night for Octava Day 4. I can't remember what the subject is for tomorrow. I'll have to go and research that one. Enjoy this. Thanks for listening to me, guys. I've really enjoyed what I've heard today from you lot. And I'll speak to you again later. Thanks a lot. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Chiangxing's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Taiyu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Whistling tunes, we hide in the dunes by the seaside. Whistling tunes, we piss on the cones in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.